Sunday, it's Shir number 5 of Shaar HaBitachon of the winter Tavshir Ayin Vov, Sunday, November 15th, Gimel Kislev. We're basically at the beginning of Perek Daled. After the list of the 7 things he's going to be talking about, we'll pick it up from there, from after he finishes the list. 7 areas, and how to apply Bitachon to those areas. Most of the discussion in the Chavis Halvavos and Perek Daled. So Perek Gimel was how to acquire Bitachon. Takes a lot of work. Perek Daled is the application of Bitachon in life. Doesn't cover everything. Many questions are left unanswered. Life is life. But these are the basic rules, and he differentiates in different areas of life. Most of the discussion in the Chavis Halvavos, most of it, is the balance between Bitachon and Ishtadlus. So we start with, after the list, V'chivin shepirashnu ha'akdomos. I already explained the prerequisites for acquiring Bitachon. That's the 5 prerequisites in Perek Gimel. She'bavuron yitochon ha'butochon ha'butech ba'lokim yisale. Now you can have Bitachon. You theoretically wakona bitachon if you acquired the midah through contemplating all the things he talked about in Perek Gimel. Yeshalai lismoch lehen perish. I will now elaborate. Ofani yosher habitachon, the proper way to apply the bitachon. Ochalechem b'shiva hadvarim, in each of the 7 areas that I talked about. Olam hazeh, olam habab, you know, when someone else is involved and someone else is not involved. Basic sustenance, mosros, etc. Hashem yiftach kol b'teach alokim v'al zuloso. That someone has to apply his bitachon on Hashem and on zuloso. Now, what does it mean? Zuloso. Zuloso means someone besides Hashem, but there is nothing. There's no such thing. So he means he's talking about ishtadlus, where of course ultimately you have bitachon in Hashem, but you have to create the channels through which Hashem sends his gezeira. That's how I think of it. Hashem wants us to create those channels. That's how we think of it. These are the channels through which Hashem's gezeira will happen. And if you don't create those channels, they're not going to happen. Quite likely. They could happen. Hashem can do anything. And many times it doesn't have to be a nes nigla. It could be maybe a nes nistar. But certainly we have an obligation to create those channels, as I said. And if we fail to, because it's Ratzon Hashem, and if we fail to create those channels, then we run the risk of Hashem being displeased with us because we're not doing His will. Or we could say it a little differently: if you don't create the channels, then you don't. Hashem's not going to make a nes for you because you decided not to create those channels. The channels are the way in which the Gezeira is sent to this world. Echad echad, one by one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Number 1 is basic sustenance. For Oma b'perish achelak harishon mehem, which is not just sustenance, which is health, and being alive, not the opposite of alive. Existing, living. V'hu binyonei guf ha'odam b'levad, v'heim chayav umoso, whether he's alive or he's dead, the teref mazono liatzmo, the food he needs to sustain himself. We're not even talking about his obligations to others yet. That we'll talk about. That's something, that's a different number on the list. Now he's talking about ha'odam la'atzmo. Umalbusho, what you need for basic living. Diroso, shelter. Brioso, health. Cholyo, umidosov, and his basic personality, what he needs again to exist in this world. For Ofani Hayosha Bitokon Alokim Bholinyan Mayhem. So the Lother says a chiddush here. I'm gonna say first the chiddush, and then he talks a lot and he elaborates, and we'll learn it inside. But he says a chiddush, and he says something, and then he says the opposite. And both of them are counterintuitive. on, well, maybe not, but anyway, here's what he says. He says, on one, he's going to say as follows. He says, on one hand, I'm alive, right? So let's say I have a right to assume I'm going to live until, I'll say 120, whatever normal lifespan is, right? I have a, Hashem created me and I'm alive. So if I'm alive, so Hashem, I have a right to be, it's more easily a subject for bitachon that Hashem will send me everything I need to live. Hashem will send me parnosa. Hashem will send me a place to live. Whatever is necessary for my basic being alive. If I need friends to be alive, Hashem will send me friends. It's easier to have bitachon. It's more of an obligation to rely on Hashem, because you could say, okay, if I'm rich or not, so Hashem's going to leave it up to me how much I'm going to hustle. It's not like that. We're going to get up to there. But I'm saying this is, he says, when it comes to basic sustenance, on one hand, he says, this is a no-brainer for bitachon. Of course I'm relying on Hashem to keep me alive. Hashem created me. I am alive. So I can't be alive unless my body works and keeps me alive, and unless I have parnasa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm relying on Hashem to do whatever is necessary to have me be alive, because that's my basic existence, right? So He created me, so that's it, you know. So I'm relying on Hashem that I'm going to live till a normal lifespan. I'd like to live a little longer, thank you, if you don't mind. But I'm relying on Hashem to live, you know, so, and there's a lot that comes along with that package. So on one hand, it's easier to have bitachon. We might find it more difficult because I'm not going to, how can I trust Hashem if the alternative is chas v'shalom, you know, not surviving? So he says, no, adrabba, that's one. On the other hand, he says, you have less of a right. Having said that, he says, having said that, you have less of a right to say, okay, Hashem, I'm going to cross a busy street without looking both ways. I'm not going to eat properly. I'm not going to dress properly against elements. I'm going to do dangerous things because, you know, I'm relying on you to keep me alive. So he says, adarabba, here hishtadlus is also a no-brainer. Such a fascinating, like, dichotomy. He says, so here I have more of a chiyuv to do hishtadlus because I have more of an obligation to create the channels through which Hashem sends his gzar din. So it's easier to, it's more poshut. Bitachon is more poshut, but the chiyuv hishtadlus is more intense. Because if I want to be rich or not, say, okay. So, in fact, the Chavis HaLovis will say that when it comes to having more than your basic needs, and of course that's very difficult to define, but conceptually, he will say that when it comes to having more than your basic needs, there is no such thing as hishtadlus. It's a waste of time. You're either going to have more money than you need, because Hashem was gozer, you should have more money than you need, or you're not going to have more money than you need, because Hashem was gozer, you're not going to have more money than you need. Your hishtadlus is not going to play a role. There's no hilchus hishtadlus in more than you need. The obligation to do hishtadlus is in what's necessary to live. But we'll get to that when we get to that. Right now, he says, when it comes to my life and things that are basic to my life, health, food, clothing, shelter, whatever is necessary for me to live, I have more, it's easier to have bitachon, but my chiyuv hishtadlus is more, because since the world works, that I create the channels through which Hashem sends the gzar din, so if I don't take care of myself, it's like I'm committing suicide, right? I have to create the channels. I have to create more of an obligation, because since Hashem, this is more intensely Gzeiras Hashem, so I have more of an obligation to create those channels. So it's maybe a little difficult for a person to develop. It's like more important to get a job to basically support yourself, more of a chiyuv, but not because Hashem is less in the picture, but because he says Hashem is more in the picture. So Hashem is, because we always have to work with this problem. Hishtadlus and bitachon always creates a problem. Hashem wants us to do things and not think that kochi v'otzim yodi asal liyasachayel hazeh, but to rely on Hashem, ki hu anosim l'cha koach la'asos choyel, the one enabling and deciding. Plenty of people work and nothing happens. Plenty of people do plenty of things and they're not successful. Success at anything, even in living, is up to Hashem. So that's what he says. When it comes to living, it's easier to have bitachon. It's more poshut that you should have bitachon. It's more basic that, because in fact, it's so basic and so intrinsic and so poshut that I might run the risk of saying, okay, Hashem, you created me. You a gozer how long I should live. So that's it. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to live dangerously. I'm going to do dangerous things. I'm going to do things. So he says, no, Adarabba, you have more of an obligation, because the biggest crime in the world, he'll say, the biggest avera is suicide. Or its equivalent, you understand? So if you don't create the channels for Hashem to give you basic life, you're more of a posheya, and you're more guilty of not doing what you're supposed to do. Because you don't have you have less of a choice. I mean, a person can commit suicide, you know, you can commit suicide. So that's what he'll say. But it's always governed by Hashem. The person that's not supposed to die will fail at his suicide attempt also. Well, plenty of cases of attempted suicide where they fail. Plenty of cases. Plenty of cases where someone tries to murder someone or goes outside with murderous intent. And, you know, you say, how come this one was spared and this one was killed and this one missed the bus and this one made the bus and this one got up at that moment and this one wasn't there that morning and this one was there that morning? Right? This happens all the time. So it should be obvious to any believing Jew that Hashem, unless you hold the world's chaotic, chas v'shalom, which you got bigger problems than bitachon if you do. So Hashem is definitely... I think it's easier to see this, you know, dichotomous inyan where I could decide to do suicide, someone can have bechira to try to kill, but nothing's going to happen unless it's Hashem's will. And if it's not Hashem's will, don't worry, Hashem has plenty of ways to work things out. As we see, people fail at attempted suicide. People are not there that day. Another 3 seconds and the murderer attacks someone else whose time it was to die, which doesn't potter the murderer. We all know that by now, but the person's not going to die unless it's his time to die. So one thing has nothing to do with the, well, if you think about it, you will come to realize that one thing has nothing to do with the other. So let's go back now and learn the text inside. On one hand, when it comes to this basic living, it's more fundamental, it's easier, it's more of a no-brainer to just dump it on Hashem, to be boteach Hashem. You have to do that anyway. No matter what he's going to say in the second sentence that you have to do, that you have to create the channels, but again, it's never kochi v'otzim yodi. Right? Plenty of people who eat healthy and die, and plenty of people who don't eat healthy and don't die. That's not to say you have a chiyuv to eat healthy, because that's the hishtadlus you have to do. But I'm saying it's not up to you, it's up to Hashem. So when it comes to life and living and basic things, it's more of an obligation, and it's easier, and it's conceptually easier to dump it on Hashem and say, listen, Hashem, you want me alive, obviously, so you gotta do everything else that it takes to have me be alive. Right? So, שיישלך נפשו בהם להליך את הגולדר של לוגו זו הבורי מהם ותפתח נפשו בלוקים הסברך the yeda, and it's easier to realize kilo yugmar lo mehem elamasha kodam b'daas habore, that it's all Hashem was gozer already. How long I'm going to live if I'm going to have the basic parnasa we're talking about? Shuanochon leinyan of olam hazeh ubaolam haba v'yoseh tov laachriso. He throws in. He throws in that, and this is all part of what we learned in Perek Beis and Perek Gimel, that Hashem will do what's best for you, right? If a person suffers from poverty and doesn't have enough to get by on, he has to live on staka or loans or whatever, Hashem is doing what's best for him. There's a gezeirah from Hashem how his life is going to be, and for his neshama it's the best. Sometimes it's best for him if he fails at something, so it's the best for him because he goes on to another thing where he could reach his potential easier, or reach his potential that he wouldn't have reached in the first job. Or he says you have to have in mind that it might be best for your olam haba. It might be your neshama. A lot of people have troubles, and through their troubles they refine themselves, they become better people, and that affects their entire olam haba. And so he just throws that in, that because that's part of Tachon, and this is, you know, Hashem will always do what's best. So here it's easier to have Bitachon because it's basic life, and Hashem is making me alive, and Hashem will decide what's best for me. Binyani olam hazeh olam haba v'yosotov lachriso v'shan hogas habori lo b'kulam shoveh ein l'shem b'riya b'hem eitzov lo anhogon. No one can affect my life. No one could kill someone. No one could harm someone. Ela b'rishuso u'gzeiroso v'dino u'kamo she'en b'yad habruim chayav u'moso v'cholyo u'briyuso. Just like my lifespan is not dependent on any other person, that's rather obvious, and my health is not dependent on any other person, kein ein biyodam teref mazono, my parnasa is not dependent really on any other person, it's dependent on Hashem's gezeira for me, Hashem's din for me, v'sipuko u'levusho shonyan igufo. That's a no-brainer when it comes. It's going to be true by everything, but he's saying this is like poshut. How difficult would it be if Hashem gave me life? So Hashem's going to give me everything that sustains that life. That's poshut. Now he says the imbirur emun. Now he goes to the other side of the coin. The imbirur emunosa, but with that clarity. Ki inyano mosur ol gezeiros habori yisala. That his life, his basic existence, his basic sustenance is dependent on Hashem. Everything is, but here he's saying that's poshut, that I like, that's of course, certainly Hashem is making me alive, so Hashem is going to give me, I'm relying on Hashem to make that be right. V'sheh b'chiris habori lohi b'chiro hatova u'chayav l'hizgalgel. This is what how he phrases his shtadlus. He is he's more obligated because Hashem works through these channels because there's no more nisim. That's what he said in Perek Gimel. He said since Sheish Hashemei Bereishis, everything happens through channels that are created, so you have an obligation to make, to allow Hashem to give you what he has to give you, but you have to create those channels. So you have to do your hishtadlus to stay alive and to be alive. Hu chayav l'hizgalgel l'sibus to alosav. See, this is not theoretical. He's going to say in the next piece that when it comes to more than that, there's no hishtadlus, and it's a waste of time because there's no rishus and there's no obligation and there's no merit and there's no logic to saying that I'm mechuyev to create the channels. Hashem doesn't want me to waste my time. When it comes to my basic life, Hashem wants me to create the channels, as he explained in Perek Gimel, why? But beyond that, there's no hishtadlus. So he's saying, in Yonah Moshe Agzeres Habori Yisala, B'Shem Bechiris Habori Lo Bechiris Tovu, Uchayav Lehizgalgel Lesibos To Alosov, Lelivchor Betov, Kinira Lo Meno Inyon. And he has to pick, you know, the best possible, what seems? He said at the end of Perek Gimel, what gives me job satisfaction, what seems to give people parnosa, what I enjoy doing, what I seem cut out for, that's how you pick what to do. But Elokim Yaseh Ma Shekadmo Bo Gzeiroso, Hashem's going to do, right? Hashem's going to do what he does. The business might fail. It could be it's a proper hishtadlus. You look around, there's plenty of stores selling what you're selling, even not in this neighborhood, right? You didn't saturate the market, and they're successful and you're not successful, so that's a problem, right? That's like you're doing your hishtadlus and it's not going, so what do you do then? That's a problem. How much do you daven? At what point do you give up? Do you ever give up? Do you just keep on going? At some point you say, Hashem doesn't want me to do this, Hashem wants me to do something else. And so that's a difficult child. That has no objective answer. My son worked for yeshiva and didn't get paid in 3 years. 2.5 years, 3 years. So there was a question of what to do. Because he enjoyed what he was doing. Like, everything was good except for that one little thing. We went to a Steinman. We actually went together to a Steinman. Someone got us in because they need protection to get in, but like everybody and their brother has protection. The reason a normal person can't get in because everybody has protection. So you can't get in. We actually went, someone got us in, and we had a nice conversation with him. And he basically said to stick it out, to hang in there. What? He said to hang in there. But then another 6 months went by, and, you know, so he went on to something else, because he can't, you know, it wasn't even a shaila anymore. So, that's the question. You have to ask, sometimes you have to ask someone, sometimes you have an agius, sometimes someone urges you to stay and stick it out. You don't know. At one point, you know, you say Hashem doesn't want me to do this for Parnasa. At one point you say Hashem doesn't want me to live here. At one point, people have this trouble. You know, is there a point where you could say that? You know, is there a point where you say Hashem is not going to? I'm not going to have children. You know, is there such a point? Probably there's no such point until you can't have children anymore. You know, so but I'm saying that's a difficult thing to. When you do your hishtadlus and it's not successful, and so Hashem, what does Hashem want from me? Why aren't I successful? And we're not talking about success to be rich, because that the answer is I'm not supposed to be rich. That's not a problem. We're talking about that the hishtadlus doesn't provide me with the basic with the basics that I need. So I'm. It makes sense. I'm doing something that's normal. I'm doing something that brings panosa, you know, to other people. It's not working for me. So you give up after, Hashem doesn't want me to do this, maybe. Do you give up after a month? Do you give up after 6 months? Do you hang in for 2 years? There's no answer. You have to discuss it with someone who's objective, that's for sure. And you have to come to a decision. Hashem will lead you to do what he wants you to do. Like now, it's obvious to us, Hashem, you know, so should we have said this 2 years ago or 1 year ago? No, because we're not in the VM, we don't know. Then we're supposed to stick it out. And now you move on. And now he went on to something else, and maybe this is what Hashem wants him to do. It's a wonderful thing. So you don't know. Yeah. Yes, and the best proof is that some people don't find a spouse and some people don't have children. Hashem has other plans for them. But I'm talking now you know, do you ever give up? You know, it's certainly normal. So you give up when you can't have children anymore. And at some point, you know, with the spouse, it's hard to say. You know, what you should say is, the main thing with finding a spouse is that as long as I don't have a spouse, I'm going to live life and do purposeful things now in my present matzav, not just to go home and like get depressed. Hashem has not sent me. I mean, I know I have a very, very good friend in New York whose daughter is now 40. She just became 40. Normal girl. I mean, normal people. Normal person. Normal. She's not missing a leg. She's not retarded. She's like a it would be silly to say, oh, it's because of this, because of that. Because many people who are worse than whatever you could think of are married and have 8 kids already. I don't know. It's very difficult. It's very difficult, you know. He's a very good friend of mine. He says he's not bitter, but he's bitter. What can you say? You know, it's very difficult. Matzah, very difficult. You're hitting 40. Like, so what does Hashem want from me? What am I supposed to do with my life? So, I don't know the answer. There is no answer. But certainly, you should never put your life on hold till you're married. You should never do that. I don't think so. Maybe others would say, no, from the ages of 19 to 22, you should put your life on hold, and like, I don't know if there's ever enough kamina, like, don't take a job because you have to go out every night. Yeah, halavai, you go out every night, you know? I don't know. But the answer to your question is obviously yes, because we believe in Hashem, and Hashem has a gzeira, and some people don't have children, and some people never get married. I don't know. But they're the exception, they're not the rule. You know, I think one of the rules in law school is that, there's an expression, difficult cases make lousy law. There's some sort of phrase like that. No, that's not the norm. You can't bring a riot from crazy cases that happen. That's all. It doesn't prove anything. Chas v'shalom. Look at all the people that do get married. 99% of people do get married. Some people don't have children. Yes. Look, our biggest gedolim didn't have children. It's like a teller. It's amazing. Anyway, let's get back to his point, because instead of jumping to crazy cases, we have to learn the basics of life. And the Chavis is going to take us through 7 areas of normal life and how to think about it. His point here is that when it comes to step 1, or number 1, basic sustenance, life, on one hand, you have more of an obligation, and it should be easier, and it's more of a no-brainer to say I'm relying on Hashem because I'm to keep me alive. You know, as the Gemara's phrase in Aramaic is "Mandi Yohev Chaye Yohev Mazone." If Hashem is giving me life, so He has to give me parnasa. On the other hand, he says you have more of an obligation to work on creating the channels because you have to create the channels. It's not like when it comes to this, there's no din hishtavlus. That's not true. Not only is it not true, but it's the opposite. You have more of an obligation. And he's going to say that beyond basic life, don't do hishtavlus. It's a waste, bittelsman, waste of time. It's either going to happen or it's not going to happen. There's no din hishtavlus for more than your obligation of hishtavlus, which is to live. But again, I don't want to jump to the second thing before we do the first. So he says, "Va'domelazeh." So he says, "I want you to understand." Ki odam al pisha kitzum in the yom of kshurim begzeres haborius barach. Even though Hashem was gozer how long you're going to live, yesh al odam hezgalgel. Certainly, a person has an obligation. In fact, more so to l'sibus achayim, to do the things that keep you alive. Machal of mishnah, v'malbush, v'mon, v'tzarcho, to take care of your basic life. V'lo yonir chazal al kim. You're not allowed to dump it on Hashem and say, okay, you made me be born, you made me alive, so you take care of me. Adarabba. You have more of an obligation to create the channels. Sheyomar, he'll say, So why should I do anything? Yasher nafshi begufi mebli mozon kol yimei chayai. Why should I go to work? Why should I buy food? Why should I do anything? Because just like you're not allowed to commit suicide. No, that's the equivalent of committing suicide. So Adrabi, you have more of an obligation to make sure, to do, not to make sure, you never make sure, to do the things which are the basic channels through which Hashem sends life. Just like you're not allowed to go into a mokum sakana, you're not allowed to cross a busy highway, run across the street, not at the light, not at the crosswalk, just run across. Because he's relying on Hashem, because Hashem already decided how long I'm going to live. So I'm either going to live that long, or I don't know, so what's the difference? So that's also, it's like committing suicide. So you want to pshat and suicide. It's two pshatim. Either that's how long you were supposed to live, Taka, and Hashem knows the future, so Hashem knew you would make a terrible choice, and you're going to be punished for making a bad bechira. You're not going to escape. That's what we know from Paro and Hashem. Hashem has the gezeira. But if you do it the wrong way, because you made bad choices, usur dikka choices. Usur, not just bad, usur, it's usur to commit suicide. It's usur to not create those channels. So, you're chayev. You're gonna be punished for that. And, it could be, again, this is your punishment. Just like people could be punished for doing, for making bad choices. So they had a potential to live to 87, and they made bad choices in life. It could be eating Yom Kippur, and it could be not eating healthy food. Like you have to equate the two. And it could be doing Averis. So then there's an Onesh. Hashem takes you away before your time. Yeah.
So, Michael, a lot of people who commit suicide are not mentally stable. Like, they're mentally ill. Does Hashem take that into account? It's not like you.
What do you mean take into account? So then he's not punished. He's an ones. If he's an ones, if he's mentally ill, so he doesn't have bechira, so he didn't make a bad choice. So then it's more obvious that he was supposed to live X amount of years. And why did he die this way? That we don't know why Hashem does certain things. Maybe he did it to be ma'oreros. Maybe it's a taina on people for not taking care of him, for not giving him the treatment he needed, for ignoring him. You know, we don't know. Hashem, we're not privy to many of Hashem's cheshbonos. But certainly a person reaches a point where he, you know, the answer is, if he had no bechira, he won't be punished. To be punished, you need the bechira. If he's mentally ill, he won't be punished. Nowadays, the halacha talks about suicide as a terrible avera. Nowadays, it's almost universally viewed as a mental, that only a person that's mentally ill would commit suicide. That's how the profession looks at it. That's why people will sit shiva and bury him in a regular cemetery, and because they just assume that, you know, there's no willful, like it's ill. A person is not thinking rationally. That's what the assumption is nowadays, and not just nowadays. I'm not talking about something that started in the 60s. I'm talking about for the last 150, 200 years, the poskim, like more, maybe since Freud. You know, let us say that. Us to say that. Okay. Well, we're more aware of mental illness now. If you look at the poskim, they talk about different things, and we're more aware of it. You know, the Gemara, they talk about a shote and not shote, like, but all the, anyway, that's the answer to your question. So he said, you're not allowed to commit suicide. So if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't get out there and hustle and earn a parnasa, if you don't get out there and make sure you have a proper house, proper clothing, proper food, so it's the same as jumping out a window. No difference. Right? You'll drink poison, you'll say, look, whatever Hashem was going for me, I'm going to live however long I'm going to live. You'll go into dangerous places. If you don't know how to swim, anything like this, he doesn't know what to do. This is usur. Ukvor hiziranu akosu mizeh b'mesha omar lo tenasu Hashem alokeichem kasha nisisem b'masa. This mindset is testing Hashem. It's saying, okay, Hashem had, I don't know why you assume I'm supposed to live till 120, and now I'm going to test Hashem out. So, first of all, how do you know how long you're supposed to live? So you're just, you know, bringing about the gzeira through your bare choice. But it's also to think like that. In other words, you have to do, the point the Chavis is making, is you have certain obligations, and certain chiyuvim, and you have to live a certain way, and at the same time, you have to keep in mind that atzas Hashem, he's sakum. So what happens if you jump out a window or don't take care of yourself and you're just relying on Hashem? One of two things is going to happen. Either like whoops, he'll die, and then it'll be the equivalent of committing suicide. V'yehu hamemis asatzmo. It's the same as murder. What happens if Reuven murders Shimon? So Reuven is punished for being a murderer. Shimon died when he was supposed to die. We believe that with total emuna. Shimon died when he was supposed to die. That has nothing to do with Reuven's bad bechira. He will be punished for it. So the same also when you commit suicide. It's the same idea. Again, there are attempted suicides that are not successful. The person dies when he's supposed to die. But he did something usher. And he'll be punished for doing something usher. Certainly his misa is b'gzeiras Hashem. And again, people do dangerous things and don't die, because it's not their time to die. So they won't die. You don't want to take that chance because you don't know. And it's usur. No, I shouldn't have said that. The real reason is because it's usur. It's usur to do something dangerous. You have an obligation. It's as usur as other isurim. As I said last week or 2 weeks ago, it's maybe not in the, maybe it isn't the 248 mitzvahs, maybe it's not, but you're certainly not allowed to do something dangerous. Ukvar his iranu, shalom shimadam mishum gilgul, ba'amr lo sirtzach. Now he says something interesting. Suicide is the most severe form of murder. He says, if murder is asur, you imagine, and then he'll bring down some psukim to that effect, it's like worse to kill your relative. It's worse to kill your brother. It's worse, like the closer you are to a person, the bigger avla the murder is. Okay. You don't like that? You say it's the same avla no matter who you kill? Okay. Chagalava says not like that. He brings up from psukim that the avla is greater the closer you are to a person. And mainly he says, who are you the closest to? Yourself. So if you don't take care of yourself, you're committing suicide, and that's a bigger avla than the worst murder, because you're closest to yourself. And we see in the Navi that the closer you are to someone, the bigger avla the murder is considered. So suicide is the biggest sin of murder of all, because you're closest to yourself. And he compares not taking care of yourself to suicide. That he says, "Harezei kilu meimis asatzmo." V'chol hasheyia mumus korav al meimis. The closer they are, yia onish yoseroi. He deserves more of a punishment. K'mo shekasev. It's a pasuk in Amos. Al radfal becheriv ochiv v'shiches rachamov. V'chein misheimis asatzmo yia onshu gadol. The inuy of hachi kasha belisafek. His punishment will be greater than if you murdered someone. Now he sees another point, because you're fighting Hashem more. Like you should realize that. Shetzivo Adon of Lishma Mokom Uzman Yadua. The Adon told you to stay somewhere for a month, for a year. And he said, don't leave here till I come. Don't leave here until I send for you. Rather than which show, you know, you get bored. Nifred ben amokam called them bo. So he left. V'katzol alav adonav, v'nishav onesh gadol. V'chein amemis asatzmo, someone who does that pe'ula of Meimis Asatzmo, Yotza Me'avodas Elokim El Hamaroso, he did the worst thing possible. First of all, the sin of murder is the greatest, and second of all, he walked away from his Avodas Hashem that he's supposed to do in this world. Every person has a Avodas Hashem that governs his life. You know, your life is not your own. Your life belongs to Hashem, and Hashem wants you to do things to serve Him. And if you do an act of suicide, you're walking away from the job, which is terrible. Because of sakonos hamavos. And therefore, Malkin at the Moshe Shmuel all about Shalom Omer, Eich Eilech v'shal Mashal v'haragani. He said, "How can I go? It's dangerous." Lo nechshav lo lechisaron bebitzchono al hashukim. We don't find Hashem remonstrating with him the way he remonstrated sometimes with Moshe Rabbeinu. You remonstrate with him. He said, "It's a you're not. Yeah, okay, fine. I hear you're not allowed to go somewhere dangerous." And Hashem told him how to avoid the danger. Hashem gave him a trick. That certainly shows this Hashem's answer to him of how you should go to avoid the danger certainly shows that he was correct in not wanting to go. And remember, this was a direct tzivui of Hashem. You have to hear the chiddush in this. Hashem told him to go. I really don't quite understand it. Hashem told him to go. Okay, he didn't say, "I'm not going." I mean, he said, "Eich Eilech." Like, what's the pshat? It's like you ask a kasha, you're learning a piece of Gemara, and you ask a kasha on the Rambam. So he's asking a kasha on Hashem. Eich Eilech, v'shem Hashem v'aragani. How can I go? It's dangerous. I don't know. I guess, you know, when Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael to go into the Amsuf, they didn't say, "How can we go? It's dangerous." They were supposed to go. So I don't know exactly. But anyway, Hashem did not remonstrate with him. Hashem gave him an eitzah, how to avoid the danger, which certainly shows that his fear was well placed. If it was a flaw in his bitachon, Hashem would have told him, "Hey, ani emes v'achaye mechazdi v'nierpa o hadomelo k'mo shomelo moshalo v'asholam ei shomelo ki kvatech v'adloshen anochi misom pelo odom ame yosamilim acherish apikech o'iver." So v'im Shmuel im tum tzitkoso, with the perfection of his tzitkos, lo heikil, didn't take it lightly, li koneis b'siba k'tano misiba sasakona, to walk into a mokum sakona, like again, it's teretz is shluchim mitzvayim nizoykim, but if it's shir chiyach hazeka, you're not allowed to go. That rule overrides it. Shama malei karnach Hashem and v'lecha shlochach al yishay beis alachmi to anoint David. Koshkein shiyas and maguno mizulaso min bilti mitzvah saborius ala. So what's going on? The teretz is, you know. So that's. We'll stop here. That's the first thing that will happen if you don't do the proper hishtadlus in this area of basic life, is that you'll die, taka, go whoops, die, and indeed you did a terrible avera, the equivalent of suicide. Okay.